It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Alrighty. So, can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I might get you to move closer to the mics if that's okay. We have got What's Cooking with Mammalian. This is exciting. I'm so excited. Would you like to introduce yourselves to our lovely audience?
Hi, I'm Kat.
I'm Josh.
Hello, Kat and Josh. Welcome to the very, very formal, casual What's Cooking. So I suppose, you guys are here because you'll be playing on the Cross Street.
Yeah.
That's the right word. Yes, Cross Street.
Yeah,
2025. That's coming up really, really soon.
This Saturday.
That's really exciting. How are you feeling about it?
Super excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I think, is this our first festival?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
First festival slot. Awesome festival to be doing. I really, really love Cross Street. It's going to be great.
Awesome. I'm excited. So you've chosen a bunch of songs for us today that we're going to listen to. I've been told some of them because of Cross Street coming up. We've got some...
It's a couple of good fellow tunes. Line-uppies.
Fellow line-uppies. Yeah, that's the one.
That's definitely not the term for that.
But I don't even know. That's fine. We can coin it. Yeah, exactly.
I suppose we have.
Yeah, surely. That's the one. So our first song we've got is Norm by Andy Schoaf. Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
True. Nice.
Yeah. Well, what was the decision about this one? Big question.
So I don't know. We just really like this song.
Yeah.
I think Josh showed us all this song last year sometime.
Well, so I should clarify because we're 2/5 of Mammalian right
yes,
now.
Yes, I should say yes.
That's right. But David, our drummer, actually put me on to Andy's record, basically. Yeah. And I just got really obsessive with it. And then just was kind of showing the others a couple songs that I thought could be fun to play.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's got a lot of songs that we like. This whole record that it's on, it's called Norm. It's really amazing. He's a really great storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a concept album, and it's like the whole album is like it just tells a story from start to finish, which is really cool.
I love concept albums. I think they're so underrated.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember just like listening to the album and looking at the lyrics, just following along with the story. And this is probably one of my favorite songs in the album. Josh as well, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. But we played this a few times as well.
Yeah, so we do.
Oh, great.
This too.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's have a listen to this. This is Norm by Andy Schoaf.
Sits up straight.
Alrighty, that was Norm. That was a nice song. I do like that.
That was a nice song.
We've got next, Sometimes I'm Afraid by Lips.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are also playing at Cross Street. Amazing, like one of my all-time favorite bands. Mm. The song's like, I think, just an absolute masterclass in sort of emotional storytelling. To be honest, a lot of Steph songs are like that anyway. Yeah. This one feels particularly potent. It's this great thing of like, it's such a specific perspective, but manages to touch on like really broad and accessible kind of emotional themes. And the production and the whole way the song's recorded is fully, it's like paints that world
right
in an incredibly smart and interesting way. It's one of those ones I remember hearing for the first time being like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's really stuck with me ever since.
Eloquent song.
When they do it live, there's this really, the last time I remember seeing them play it live, they would start with Steph just on the stage and the rest of the band would sort of walk through the crowd playing like pots and a little, like this little battery amp guitar. And
that's really sweet.
Yeah. I really love the song.
I love the whole like walking through the crowd. I don't know what you call it. Just integrating yourself with the crowd and coming.
Yeah. 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 Just anything to kind of, disrupt the expected
general flow
that a live show goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. Anyways, this is Sometimes I'm Afraid.
Sometimes I'm afraid that I have nothing to say. No point of interest, don't stand out in any way. I feel it especially when your bandmates come around. All I wanna do is go to ground. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't remember always feeling this weird. When we first got together, you hung on every word I said. Now all I wanna do is write a song with you. But sometimes I'm afraid that you don't want to. Ooh, 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 ooh. Sometimes I'm afraid that the writing's on the wall. But maybe you won't read it and nothing will change at all. Sometimes I'm afraid that I'm not who I used to be. Sometimes I'm afraid that that's why you won't stay with me. Maybe we could start again, or maybe meet again as if it were brand new, and take our time again, 'cause all I wanna do is be myself with you. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
it's really good. And I see what you mean by being quite like eloquent in how they express that feeling. It's just, yeah, that's really, really brilliant. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
You're playing with them as well.
Yeah, I get to.
Oh, cool.
They're lucky to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their guitarist, the amazing Maud, she's just not able to make that gig, so they asked me to play.
So you're jumping in.
So I'm jumping in.
That's very good.
And it's going to be very fun.
Yeah, two performances.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
For one ticket price.
For one ticket price. Damn.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Yeah, that's how that works,
that's
right?
That's definitely how it works.
Well, for fans of Cat.
Yes. Yes.
That is how it works this year.
Exactly. All right, next up we've got Please Knock Me Out by Dateline. Was this also a cross
street? This is a meat choice.
Was it your choice?
Yeah, but it is also a cross street.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm so excited to catch them.
Yes.
Yeah, I had trouble choosing this song from the album because I really like the whole album. Yeah. It's a really sweet album, just like quite honest as well in the lyrics. And as a band, they just are all so good. Such good musicians in the band. And Katie's amazing as well. I just really like this song.
Yeah, no, that's great. This is Please Knock Me Out by Dateline.
Baby, you were right when you told me not to get my hopes too high. Now I'm checking my hopes while I fly, burning in the sun. Think it may not work this time. It's okay, you know we'll have another try. Why do I feel like I'm gonna die? Am I gonna die? Good things come and go, don't know how it works, but I'd like to though for today. Please knock me out. Not look away, can't wait this out for today.
Amazing. That's a great song too. This is a great selection of songs.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Top tier. Maybe the best, I don't know. shall we push it that far?
I think it would be a conflict of interest for us to weigh in on that.
True.
So I'm going to leave that solely on your shoulders.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, next song we've got up is Monster. By Chad Van Galen, is that right?
Van Galen.
Van Galen. There we go. I can never pronounce just anything.
It's a tough one, to be fair. And I see that I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, I'm gonna trust you on that one.
he's a sort of lo-fi DIY singer songwriter. Does his own animation. So he's a really real all-rounder. And he just makes this really beautiful. Yeah, this beautiful lo-fi singer-songwritery stuff that, like, you know, I often think about when I started this project. It was a solo thing for a while. I always like to have kind of mission statement reference points. Chad Van Galen's one that I always kind of come back to as like a way to kind of make sort of earnest, you know, sincere singer-songwriter stuff that's also like got a bit of a sonic edge and just and isn't taking itself too seriously and kind of has the opportunity to go wherever.
Yeah.
I also used to wear a mask and this song felt, it just felt sensible. So I used to play this song every set that I did, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Song about somebody turning into a monster.
Right. All right. Let's have a listen. That was Monster. That's beautiful. A great song. This is fantastic. This is, I just love this. This
four
is,
for four.
Four for four. And the last one.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. No, this is I Don't Want to Live on This Planet Anymore, and it's by you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. This came out yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very happy about
and
it.
There's a music video that you should
go check out.
Yes.
Go watch and listen to the song and like and subscribe.
Yeah. All the obligatories.
can you tell us a little bit about this song and?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's inspired by a meme. It's that Futurama meme of some people will be familiar with it. Surely it's just
it's a pretty old one now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's just Farnsworth literally saying, "I don't want to live on this planet anymore."
Yeah.
So it's not even. It's really inspired by a quote from Futurama, I remember as a
meme,
as a much younger person seeing it in meme form.
Yes.
Back when memes were just impact font quotes from TV shows.
Bring it back.
And it's just, it's just kind of classic. A lot of mammalian songs have this kind of apocalypse anxiety running through it. This is a very direct expression of that, really.
Mm.
And sort of there's, I guess, was a conceit mammalian for a while. When it was just me, the idea was that it was meant to be an alien who was sort of doing a bad job of blending in. And so I was trying to write through the lens of like a kind of outside observer of, of human beings and their behavior and emotions and all that stuff. And so it's kind of starts off there almost magnanimously, like, sucks to be you guys. And then by the end of it kind of accepts that, oh, I'm in this mess as well, as much as anyone.
I'm with you, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are all in this together, including me.
Yeah.
Doesn't offer any solutions.
But, no. Yeah. Sometimes I think you just got to accept it, or just, you know, that's just how it is.
I don't really think it's the domain of songwriters anyway to be offering policy suggestions and not in song anyway. Maybe controversial, but
maybe
I'm happy to discuss that.
That's great. That's good. All right, should we have a listen? And okay, please. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I wish that I wasn't from this planet. I could just go home. 'Cause if I wasn't one of you, I know what I'd do. I wish that I wasn't from this planet. I don't.
That was I Don't Want to Live on This Planet Anymore. That was fantastic. I think 5 out of 5.
Aww.
Very well done. A+, a little smiley face on the...
that's incredibly kind.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was great. I think that's really great. And thank you so much for coming in. You'll be
Cross Street Music Festival.
Festival. It's on Saturday from 5 o'clock. Onwards.
Yep.
Do you know when you'll be on, or is that up to...
I don't know if that's... public yet.
Public, yeah. So I'm we won't sure. say.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I think we're on
just
it.
Just get there early because whoever's going to be on first is going to be awesome.
Exactly. So, there's a you know. Very stacked, very good lineup. So I yep. think you should just, Hell yeah. go. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anyone, I mean, this is probably a bit of a tricky question. Is there anyone that you're like especially looking forward to seeing?
I'm always thrilled to see Lips.
Lips, yeah.
I'm actually really looking forward to see Chai as well. I haven't seen her in a really long time and she's been slogging it lately.
Yeah,
doing on the grind. Cool stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, and Big Sir, actually. Mm.
Big Sir, yeah, they're great. Yeah. Yeah. How about yourself, Kat?
I was going to say the exact same.
Yeah.
And Dateline as well. I'm really
looking forward to seeing them. Yeah. It's the ones that we pick songs for, probably. Yeah. I might go get dinner around then.
I'm actually really busy. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
I actually have to go home.
Yeah. Just have a little break.
Just for a little bit.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming in again. And thank you for an amazing... Amazing,
thanks for having us.
Amazing What's Cooking. Oh. That's great. That's really great.
Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.
Alrighty.